A lot of talk about outdoor classrooms and,
yes.
and young people getting outside to do learning. Now, during the heights of the lockdown, that was the saving grace for many parents, being able to take their kids outside and get out in the elements. Well, if there's one person in this city who knows how to get outside and have a good time, it is T.A. Loeffler. I reached out to her, professor of the School of Human Kinetics and Recreation at Memorial University. Here's some tips from T.A.
Probably the first thing is to practice going outdoors. I mean, I think a lot of times people are hesitant to take their students outside because they fear it's going to take too much time away from the school day. But schools that regularly take their students outside, you know, can get very efficient at getting dressed up and getting out, you know, for either a quick lesson or for a longer lesson outside. So practice getting dressed. Practice getting folks to have enough, you know, jackets and hats and gloves and things so the children and the teachers can be comfortable outside.
And of course, the COVID-19 pandemic would be a big reason as to why people are looking for ways to get outside and learn. But beyond that, I mean, besides the fact that the virus is not as easily spread out in the UV light, what are the other benefits of getting outside?
Well, I think getting outside is crucial, yes, no matter what's on the go for learning. It's a change of pace, a change of environment. Focus can sometimes, for some children, be much better outside with, you know, the kind of spaciousness that comes with outside. There's lots of opportunity for cross-curricular kinds of learning. You know, you can do almost any subject that you could do inside, outside. So I think sometimes the novelty of being outside can be pretty useful in teaching outdoors. And I think especially now with wanting to be in areas of unlimited ventilation, it gives some options for taking a whole class outside for that good fresh air, for some of that sunlight that's also helpful in keeping us healthy.
And of course, the weather is more favorable in September, but as we move through to October and November, we get the snow flying. Why does it get so much harder when it's cold? Because all you really need to do is dress up.
You need to dress up, and we also need to, you know, move a little bit more as the temperatures get cooler. So thinking about ways in which we can have learning outside be active, you know, so is there a way to incorporate physical activity with the learning and being outside? And then there may be some equipment that, you know, some schools have access to, or liaisoning with your municipality. So, like, I know the city of St. John's has an outdoor education program, which is tricky right now because field trips are off. But if field trips get back on again, that's possible. They do snowshoeing and skiing and lots of shelter building and geocaching, all of which tie into to math and reading and things like that. But is there a way to access? There's some grants out there in the Canadian world for acquiring outdoor equipment. So, you know, snowshoes and skis. And I often in the past have gone to, you know, secondhand clothing stores looking for, you know, a bag of clothes that I could have around to give to students who might need clothing and things like that. So, you know, the ways that we stay warm outside are moving, being, you know, well snacked. And, you know, it might be that lessons outside in the fall and winter might be shorter.
Any other pointers or tips, I mean, aside from the planning and looking at the forecast, that teachers and guardians should know?
Starting small, I think sometimes when we're trying to do things in new ways, we might be intimidated. And so, again, start with, you know, practicing, you know, getting outside, even if it's just for a quick stretch break, if it's for a quick mental break, because, you know, a lot of schooling right now means children need to, you know, remain in their classrooms more perhaps than in the past. So is there a way to plot a route through the school that they can get out efficiently, go for a quick physical activity break, start there, and then kind of looking for teachable moments? Are there any things happening in the schoolyard that we can turn into quick, what I call micro-teaching? So start with some micro-teaching. Is there a tree that we can learn about? You know, one of my favorite activities is to look at a tree from lots of different perspectives and then work towards writing poetry. So there's lots more resources out there these days, and if any teacher is feeling stumped, I welcome them to email me at taloeffler@mun.ca, and I can point them in some directions. indeed, getting folks dressed up and getting outside is my core mission. And now this pandemic has required us to kind of step up in that direction. It can be tricky. It can be hard to sort out how to do it, but small steps. Let's make it happen.
Small steps. Absolutely. I love speaking with TA because I just find the message is so uplifting. That's TA Loeffler, professor in the School of Human Kinetics and Recreation at Memorial University. She even imparts her email address in case anyone wants to follow up. Just fabulous.